Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about community, not communism. I'm going to read to you from Acts chapter 2, verses 44 and 45, where we read this. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods and divided among them all as anyone had need. Again, that's Acts chapter 2, verses 44 and 45. These verses tell us that there was something special about the early church. They certainly weren't perfect, but there was a spiritual life, a courage, and a true sense of community among them that gives a powerful pattern for believers ever since the days of the early church. And these two verses, Acts chapter 2, verses 44 and 45, are a great description of this. We read, "All who believed were together." This was an impressive unity and community among believers. We read in Acts chapter 2, verse 41, that among the Jewish people gathered at Pentecost, some 3,000 people responded to Peter's preaching. Many of those 3,000 new believers came from far away to Jerusalem for Pentecost as pilgrims. These visitors repented, believed, and were baptized. Afterwards, they didn't just go their own way. They wanted to grow in their faith and in their following of Jesus. So it says, all who believed stayed together. Now, the Jewish people of that day had a tremendous custom of hospitality during any major feast such as Pentecost. Visitors were received into private homes, and no one could charge for giving a bed or a room to a visitor or for supplying their basic needs. The first Christians took this tremendous feast time hospitality, and they made it an everyday thing. And they didn't just share their lives, they also shared their material possessions. We read that they had all things in common. With so many visitors among the first 3,000 believers, many of them didn't have jobs. But Christians shared and provided for each other. The early family of Christians had to share if they were going to survive. There have been more than a few people who claim that this was an early expression of communism, or sometimes they call it Christian communism. I think that this is a misleading and even a dangerous claim. This was different from communism in at least two important ways. First, it was voluntary. No one forced believers to share their material possessions. No one made them sell their possessions and their goods and made them divide them among them all. This was voluntary and led by the Holy Spirit. Forced collectivism, in the form of communism or many forms of socialism, has been a great evil in the world. The goal of a better world through forced collectivism was the claimed justification of the murder of, some people believe, up to 100 million people in the 20th century. The other difference is that this was temporary. We don't have any evidence, either biblically or from history, that this continued very long. Instead, this was the spontaneous response to an immediate need. Yet, there is something wonderful in that they sold their possessions and their goods and divided them among all as anyone had need. The power of God was evident among them because Jesus came and became much more important to them than their possessions. This was true community. Friends, we all want this kind of community. It sounds wonderful. So today, pray that God would begin with you and give you a sharing heart.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.